time, so that it that there has been, in other words, there's been many that have talked about this depopulation of the planet. So this is nothing new. I mean, there has been that agenda that many people have been aware of. Of the Chinese being poisoned by, I'm not naming any names, you just go to my articles on and read about what you, and use your intuition. I tell people when they look at some of these negative agendas to go to their higher source and ask them, their higher selves, is this true? And take it from there. But there has been this kind of speculation that some in our government have been doing some evil deeds to other governments, and one of them being China. Now, I don't know. I'm not in the government. I can only say that now we are getting some kind of a backlash, perhaps, because now we're concerned about the Chinese products and what's in that could be poisoning us. It's really a sticky wicket when you think about it. It's kind of, you have to be very discerning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would absolutely agree. Interesting conversation. Want to remind you folks out there that you are listening to Talk Truth Radio. I'm Dr. Rayne Morgan, and I am your host. And we'll give our websites, both of us. My website is 3 W's and a dot, drrainmorgan.com. That's drrainmorgan.com. And if you would like to get in touch with me, you can go to my site. There is all of my contact information. If you would like to have a reading or a healing session with me, and believe me, they are one and the same. It has been said, not to toot my own horn, but it has been said that one of my sessions is life transforming, and that's really what it's all about. There's a big change coming for me and my new partner, Gary Radke. And I want to say thank you, Gary, if you're listening. Thanks so much for being a good friend to me. You will see my website changing over these next weeks, and we have a whole new presentation package that is going to come together. My classes, Prosperity and Abundance and Reprogramming the DNA, are going to be up on DVD, and you will be able to click on the button, and for a very nominal fee, we're not going to be charging hundreds of dollars to take these classes. You know, if we charge too much, and I don't know if you agree with me, Carrie L. I mean, maybe, you know, people have said, well, maybe this is part of your own prosperity and poverty stuff, but, you know, I don't charge an arm and a leg to do what I do. It's my belief system that if you can't afford to get to me, then I can't help. So classes will be on DVD and available through the website, along with several other things. My jewelry, I make beautiful jewelry. I have for a long time been able to have direct contact with the mineral kingdom, and the stones themselves tell me, you know, what needs to be on a specific body. They don't like to be called jewelry. Jewelry gives the idea that the stones are just for looks, and they are not. They hold a vibratory rate that your body will seek to rise to. So I make custom stone talismans to help people transform their lives, along with actual techniques for reprogramming the DNA. And want to remind you also that Monica Lewis is going to be coming back on the show. And, you know, Carrie L., that's a woman that you really should get on your show also. She does readings in Sabian astrology.
And I don't know if you're... on your show, and she
did
was
you hear
phenomenal.
Her?
I heard
oh,
her
she's
last
awesome.
Wednesday.
Isn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah, absolutely.
She's awesome. And her private sessions are beyond. So you can go to the archives of our show and listen to her. And we're going to be teaching the planets and the houses next. And then, of course, the last Wednesday of the show, we bring Monica on, and she gives, a complete forecast. And talk about complete. Was that complete or what?
Wow,
last
yeah.
Last on the 24th.
She took the whole month of August.
Yeah, she gave the whole month of August. So she really is phenomenal. And what I would like to start doing, Carrie L., is having people kind of contact and sign up for a reading on the show. I just love her work. So we're going to be doing more of that. Barbara Hand Clough is going to be coming on soon. But just to get back, if there's, anything that you would like to get with me about, maybe you'd like to have us cover a topic, please get a hold of us. Let us know.
Certainly, I could cover the idea that we really are creating our own field. I mean, and that's the bottom line. For me, anyway,
is
no matter what can be happening around us, which, they said these times would be chaotic, and that so there is no accident that we're dealing with all this chaos. But it's
true.
About our maintaining our own high frequency, and that really is what I'm all about is maintaining that for people, helping them, and I do ceremonial magic, and I know you do that as well.
Yes.
And, of course, that really does help to anyone who needs to have a tool to create a positive energy field. I would highly recommend that they use the middle pillar exercise, and maybe we can do that sometime
I'd
during
love
the show.
Yeah.
But that is very powerful.
Yeah, tonight's the night for meditation.
Great.
Were you listening to Nikki?
Part of it, yes. It was profound. I'm very interested in Egyptian mythology and the archetypes and what they really mean. And it was very powerful.
Yeah.
I work with the Merkaba, which is ancient technology from way back. It's even talked about in the Bible. And that is the Ka and the Ba, which come from the ancient sages who brought that information about spirit and soul.
Right.
And,
right.
Of course,
and it
being
a vehicle
light,
that we travel.
Yeah, it's the body of light.
Yes.
So, and of course, the Kabbalistic tradition teaches all about that as well. There's so many traditions that... speak to the light body, the mystic traditions that educate us about that, how essential that, understanding the grid that is around us, in other words, that we literally have this wonderful protective healing grid.
Yeah, yeah. Carrie L., give your information, give your show times and your website, and talk to us about what you do.
Okay.
On your radio show.
My radio show is the last Wednesday of the month currently, although I'm probably going to go to two Wednesdays a month. So the next show would be August 29th, that's right, the last Wednesday. Of course, on my radio show, I also do much like you. I expound upon the ascension process and what's underway and what people need to be looking for, alert to what energies are going on. And I also, my website is www.heartlinkinstitute.com. And on my website, you'll find out about my events. And one major event is coming in September on the fall equinox. I'm having a day-long workshop, and it's called Blueprinting Your Life in Light before 2012. And we'll go into what's happening. Of course, the convergence of these primordial energies that are in our psyches that are being healed. And one of them, Barbara Hand Cloud speaks about, which is called catastrophobia. And I really appreciate her information about that and how, yes, we are, so many of us, dealing with material that is deep in the psyche. And that's why so much of this craziness is happening around us.
You know, Barbara's been on my show.
Yeah, she's going to be on your show.
And she has been. When her book, Catastrophobia, came out, she did my show. I was at KUCI in Irvine. That was in the early days of Rain Radio. Yeah, she's fabulous.
Well, I love her work. Some of it I could do without, but, there, you know, that's like with any of us. You know. But... you know, it's profound work, and I respect anyone who's done so much deep work. And we'll be doing our deep work, and like you say, we'll be working with the DNA and the divine blueprint in my workshop, and that's what I do. I help people using breath work in particular, because I find that really that does release so much of the blocked energy. That people have, and they leave, and they feel like 20 years younger when they leave. And also EFT is another phenomenal
emotional freedom technique.
Yes, and you know, I mean, what can I say? I come from this psychology background, and I just absolutely need to help people with their belief systems, which are limiting them. And because I find that is really the crux of it all. When you get that taken care of, then you can go forward. Until you do that, it's hard to go forward. And people don't get that. They think, oh, you know, I can just pretend it doesn't exist. You know, at some level, you know, eventually you go beyond it. But you do have to identify it first on some level. You don't have to be obsessive about it. And I guess what I find is people just are quickly healed in my practice because we don't ruminate over things. I mean, it's not about that. It's really about getting right to the root and then clearing it out and letting it go and then going forward.
Yeah.
And that's why it works so quickly. I use the combination of EFT and hypnosis. And, of course, EFT uses hypnosis anyway. That really is it's profound.
Yes. We run such similarities, Carrie L. I teach the breath. I studied for years with Ramtha, J.Z. Knight, back in the 80s. I actually left society and moved to Orcas Island. And for a year and a half, I lived on Orcas Island and would take the ferry back and forth and then drive down to Yelm and do the work. And then I flew back and forth. And then I moved to Olympia. And I studied, I guess, for about 7 years with Ramtha. And Ramtha teaches a specific technique using the breath. And, of course, it was held secret and cost a tremendous amount, thousands and thousands and thousands, to, you know, learn this breath technique. So I teach emotional freedom, and I teach the breath. And you and I did some of the meditation work on reprogramming, pulling the implants from the DNA, but it's interesting how we both have similar tools that we use for teaching, and how interesting that there are those of us that get downloaded with this stuff. And, you know, we didn't get it from anybody. We didn't take anybody's techniques. We put these things together and said, whoa, check this out. Look how this works. And, you know, you can
tap out that illness. Well, I was doing Reiki, you know, 25 years ago, I was doing some things that now they have actual names for.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
And this whole, you know, the idea of the timeline and, you know, dealing with the past, present, and future and how to work with that. You know, Chris, you know, many of us were doing that naturally. It was just something that we felt, you know, inspired to do. Yeah, there are some great, I love Jay-Z because, you know, she just says it like it is. She's another one. She's incredible. And she talks about living in the neighborhood of the brain. The new neighborhood of the brain. Switch, if you don't like the old neighborhood in the brain, move to a new neighborhood.
Yeah. And activate the unactivated parts of the brain. Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of talk about heart, too. When I think about heart, I've, of course, as does it probably 98% of the rest of the population, I think about love. And I think about loving everything, even the things that we want to move out and off of this earth. Love it. Love everything. Mm-hmm. Love everything. We simply stand. We don't fight anything. We simply stand for, you know, what we, the way we think that things need to move into and become. Can't fight anything.
Yeah. Well, surrender really is the name of the game.
and
so many levels for us, you know, because we're just being pushed actually into corners right now, where there's nothing else that we could do but surrender. So
it's going to be very interesting, Carrie-Ell, to see where everything is going to go in the next year. There is so much conspiracy coming to light. You know, I can't think of what the name of it is right now, what the Gonzales, they're calling it the Gonzales thing, whatever it is, you know, where all those attorneys were.
Attorneys. And you know that was a political, they were fired for political reasons. I mean, it was obvious.
Well, but there's so much behind it. You know, there's an attorney in another part of the country will say, you know, I just can't say where he is, but they're trying to indict him on three different counts that would put him in prison for 1,000 years because they don't want him to talk. They know that he knows, and it's directly connected all the way to Washington, that he knows about where the Katrina money is going. And, you know, if there's anybody out there that thinks that if you donate to this, that they're actually getting your money, cut it out. You know, that whole trip is just mind-boggling.
It is interesting that they can't get away with things any longer, not the way they used to. I mean, I'm sure that they're totally amazed at the revelations that are going on, and that they thought that they got the black government, the red government, I don't care, but the different levels that of negative powers that have been manipulating the planet for eons have gotten away with murder, obviously, and now it's impossible because, as I've mentioned, and many people are talking about the Pluto on the galactic center being the revelation planet that reveals and transforms, and it's absolutely, you know, you can't get away with it anymore. It is amazing. So many conspiracies. Yeah. Now, all you have to do is, if you notice, people go brain dead at any time you mention the term conspiracy, which is in itself a sleep mechanism, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's been programmed for people to not pay attention. And yet, that is shifting as well. More people are becoming, I think these times are about people becoming independent thinkers. I get that many more people are starting to question whether it be their, whatever institution it is, their scientific community or their religious community or their government. They're starting to question much more than they used to.
Yes, definitely what has been the esoteric now needs to be the exoteric. We need to bring forth, you know, that which is hidden and that which has been kept sacred, and it needs to, you know, come forth and shine the light so that we can see the truth in these conspiracies. And even the conspiracies need to be exoteric. They need to be brought to the forefront, you know, not just us, so that we can look at it.
Yeah.
So this is really a very interesting time of transformation and transmutation, what we're doing. And
again, it's
and
like
Yeshua ben Joseph. I'm sorry?
It's like unplugging from what has kept us down.
From the matrix.
Really, yeah, from the old
from the matrix.
That's right.
You know, and Yeshua ben Joseph, or Jesus the Christ, said, and in the end times, not in this time, but in the time to come, shall even death be overcome. And that's what we're doing. We are transforming in such a way that, you know, we can even move the sickness, the illness in our bodies out and live. I think that what we're going to see here in the next years to come is that people stop dying at 70 and 80 years old, and you begin seeing masses of people that are alive into their 130s and maybe 50s because, you know, here I am again. I'm up on the bandwagon. Eat Sunrider food. Go to the sunrider.com and look at food grade herb, not medicinal herb, but food grade herb, highly concentrated, and feed your organic body organically so that it can live, so that it doesn't have to mutate this crap that McDonald's and Jack in the Box and, oh my God, on and on. You know, that
you
that,
can turn your body around so quickly. It's amazing.
Quickly.
How rapidly
quickly.
It restores itself.
Yeah.
I tell my body every night, I appreciate it as I drop off to sleep, and I suggest that it will renew and balance and comfort.
And rejuvenate, yeah.
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 Become comfort to me. If anybody is uncomfortable in their body, that's an important suggestion as you drop off to sleep. Just let your body, in its wisdom, take over. In its own wisdom, it will make it comfortable for you.
Yeah. In my prosperity and abundance class, I teach about setting intent. And that's what you just talked about, you know. And I have segment intending. I studied with Abraham in the 80s for years, we talk about setting intention several times a day. When I get up in the morning, I set my intent that those that cross my path are uplifting to me and that I am uplifting to them. And I'll tell you something else, Carrie L., that you know, from one healer to another. I have begun in the past year asking Spirit simply to send me people that I can help. I'm done with having to sit for hours with people that just look at me and say, well, tell me what's happening this year. Tell me what I've got coming. You know, no. Let me tell you how to undo the blocks that keep you from having what you want. What do you want in life? But at any rate, you know, I ask that people that I can help cross my path and that can be uplifting to me. And you know, that segment is the segment of the day until I get back home. And then, you know, I can break that down into segments, driving to and from work, you know, that I intend safety. But the segment of going to bed at night and going to sleep, I set my intent and give my body permission to sleep deeply and to heal and to rejuvenate, just, you know, very much like you're doing. And we need to remind people to do that. And you know something else that's very important? Talk about, you know, just before you go to sleep. Just before you really wake up, and this is something that takes time to develop this because you forget. You know, when you wake up, you're thinking, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. You know, that's pretty much the first thing that everybody jumps up and, you know, runs into the potty room. But if you'll just take a minute in that waking period to visualize what your desires are. What do you want? You know, see yourself cashing that check for $100,000. Visualize yourself. Hear yourself saying thank you for something that you're receiving. Or imagine yourself signing the documents for your new house or moving into it. You know, that waking period is very, very fertile ground.
I totally agree that, you know, the more we can visualize what we desire to really bring forth, and this is the crux. Some people don't know what it is they want, and it really requires some good soul searching and exploring to figure that one out. But once you have figured out what it is that you that really does make your heart sing and that really, you know, brings your most spiritual level up to the highest you can, then I tell them to imagine you're standing before your success mirror. And this is good because it helps them to imagine, you know, their goal as they're standing there and pretend that they already have reached it and what would be happening in that scene or setting and what you would look like and how, and really get into, you know, all the sensory, first the seeing what that would look like and then the hearing perhaps what people would be saying or what you would be saying and then the actual physical movement and the emotional, then the emotional feeling. And the more they can get in touch with those four qualities, those four senses, the more likely it will manifest. So the more specific they can get, the better it is. So just imagine every day and increase the ability to see that or hear that or feel that.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Some people even smell aromas.
Yeah.
Especially in that altered state, you can you really do can draw upon, you know, the senses, and you can even taste sometimes. It's amazing.
Yeah, using all your senses. I teach people when I'm teaching, you know, going into what I call the workshop, what Abraham called the workshop, and you're having your fantasy, you know, and whatever it is that you're wanting to draw to you, employ all the senses, use all your senses. You know, imagine that you're smelling roses or the scent of something that's in your new home. smell that person that you want to draw next to you. I counsel people that are wanting to bring relationships into their life. You know, that people, I've talked to so many women that are single for so many years, and, you know, there's blocks. If you're single for many years and you vacillate back and forth between, and you always do, between wanting a partner and not, because the not part says, no, 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 that's never going to happen. I'm never going to hurt like that again. You know, nobody's ever going to manipulate or use me or be mean to me ever again, you know. And so we, through that belief system, think that we're going to draw another person to us, you know, that will hurt us again like that. And, you know, that's one of the blocks that has to be removed. Absolutely. But I tell people, you know, imagine that you're literally breathing in the scent of that perfect person in your life. Touch them. You know, feel their hands and their body and breathe in their scent and listen to what they're saying to you, because I guarantee there's somebody out there that wants you just as bad as you want them.
So. Well, you know, I agree to some degree that there are people preventing relationships for that very reason you described. Then there are some of us who are advanced initiates and are aware that we're literally doing a dance with our own divine twin. And
there is a level at which we must have
that union anchored deeply before it's time for us to even consider.
Absolutely, I agree with you. But I am, you know, kind of speaking right there of the people who are really wanting to be in a relationship.
Yeah. And
Yes, I
truly understand that. Yeah, there are some
with their own divine. I mean, I was single and celibate for many, many years. And I have to tell you, Carrie Ellis, somebody would have said to me in my 30s, oh, hey, you know, you're going to go 5 years and then 3 years and then, you know, and pretty soon 12 years are going to go by. And you're going to have sex 3 times in 12 years. I would have said, you must be out of your mind.
Well, you know, again, I ask my guides, because I truly identify with everything you're saying.
I asked,
well, what is the story? But really, there is, we are functioning as multidimensional beings right now, and literally, there is the divine marriage that we're in, some of us anyway, that really is so essential as we are becoming our light bodies and raising our frequencies.
Yeah.
And that not a whole lot of men would grasp that at all. You know, so to bring in a lower frequency as you are raising your frequency is not, my guides have told me that's a no-no. You are to be, currently, you are to be alone. As you are, you're not alone. I mean, I have relationships in multiple ways.
Sure.
I just don't have the old model of relationships for some of us just is not where it's at anymore. It's hard for us. That's one of the big initiations is to come to terms with that. Because, you know, you just described how I used to, what can I say? I was very active sexually.
Yes.
And it's very different now, but there's a reason for that, and not to put a negative on that.
Not at all. And you know, it's so part of the process to, you know, when people come to me and they're desirous of a relationship, they want to be with somebody, you know, the first place that we start is what are the blocks that are keeping you, because you're caught up in the old stuff. There's a, you know, there is a belief system that is running that is, you know, most always not in conscious mind. You know, it has its basis in fear. And then when we move through that stuff, it's moving in, why do you want to be so badly in a relationship? And then there's another whole set of stuff around that. Well, you know, I'm afraid of being alone, or what if I'm not okay financially? You know, and then it becomes, well, what kind of person do you want to draw to you? You know, what will the dance that you do with this new person be like? And how do
the crux of a multidimensional dilemma. You know, how do you describe a star man to anyone? I mean, where's that, the language for that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not comprehended on a three-dimensional level yet.
Yeah.
I mean, but that is coming, and I get the sense that we are, again, we're conduits for and creating the space for anchoring truly incredible relationships that are, you know, incredible, heart-centered, honoring of the divine feminine as well as the divine masculine.
Yeah.
But we don't get that until we are totally balanced with that in ourselves. So I'm helping women to connect to their divine masculine and their, you know, and figure out how it is that they have made the masculine wrong in their lives, and then correct that.
Yeah, interesting stuff.
So these are fascinating times.
They are.
We're on a threshold.
And it's going to be so interesting to see over these next years where this goes. And, you know, I loved what Nikki, you know, I read in the beginning of her book, what she wrote about, you know, us moving into the knowledge of ourselves.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Really, really good.
Well, know thyself is a major Delphi model.
Yeah.
It is essential.
Yeah.
And helping to, another tool that I might also let people know about is a very special oracle that I created along with the help of the Syrians that I work with, these high light frequencies. I call them the High Council of Light. I created the crop circle cards, the living oracle, which is the number one, the one and only oracle that uses the crop circle glyphs from those glyphs in the field and over the last 30 years, especially in England. And these are magical energies. If anyone has ever seen, I'm sure the audience has seen these crop circles. They're such incredible designs. And I do lectures on the crop circles, and I have put them together, 64 of these incredible designs, into a deck of cards that is used to help connect to our highest wisdom. And it's phenomenal energy. It's really profound because it's got sacred geometry, archetypes and symbols and mathematics and, of course, the frequencies of light and throughout all of this. So very healing and nurturing to meditate on them. And certainly then there's the whole, they go together as a system. That's how they work. They talk to one another in the system so that when you do a spread, they literally will make a connection somehow. In your, you'll resonate with the language of it.
And is your deck produced? Is it available?
Yes, it's been out, and you can get it at Amazon, or you can go to cropcirclecards.com and purchase it from me.
Cropcircle.com?
CropCircleCards.com.
CropCircleCards.com. Okay. Cool. Cool. I'm going to go check
and then
that out.
You would be doing me a favor. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to.
And you'd be actually saving money because I sell them cheaper.
Oh, well, we like that. That's a good thing. And listen, while I'm thinking about this, let me say thank you very much. I try every show to say thank you to Fate Magazine. Go to fatemag.com and check them out. They are the oldest paranormal publication in the United States. Llewellyn used to publish Fate Magazine, and now Fate is published by Phyllis Galdi of Galdi Press. And, oh, she does a phenomenal job. So fatemag.com, want to thank them. They carry our ads and, you know, put our show out there to the rest of the world. Her magazine goes all over the world. It really, really is a worthy publication. And, you know, go to the website and send an email to Phyllis saying, hey, saw you, heard you, felt you on Talk Truth Radio at the BBSradio.com, and tell Phyllis that, you know, you heard about Fate Magazine or that you heard us talk about her if you already knew about it. Go to the site, fatemag.com. And want to throw out there, too, a plug, if you will, for Utati. U-T-T-A-T-I, Utati Essential Oils. Ra'ed Rati, who is a seventh-generation Egyptian medicinal oil maker. And I try to say something about those people, both of those people, on all my shows because I so firmly believe in what they do and want very much to, you know, help and promote Utati oils. If you are into essential oils, the highest vibration of any oil on earth is Utati. And, you know, having done radio for 12 years, I've just about experienced everybody's products in the whole world. You know, they send me a sample of everything and, you know, want to get on the show. Has that happened? How long have you been on the radio, Carrie L?
Just a short time. Gosh, when did I start? I think it was sometime in the spring that I started.
Mm-hmm.
So
fun,
isn't
it?
Short time. Yeah, it is. It's, of course, I feel like it's in my blood. I've probably been doing it in another dimension for some time. Well,
yeah.
You know, I lead classes in groups, so I'm used to, you know, presenting to you know, audiences, but not like this.
Right.
This is different. I'm so thankful, and I just want to also thank BBS for giving me the opportunity to be on the radio. And
Dawn and Seth, and they're our engineers, and they work hard to keep us running. And and I don't think, you know, that's a good thing. Carrie, I'll thank you for bringing that up. We need to say thank you to them more often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just appreciative of, I mean, this is cutting-edge material that people are presenting. And I just think it's so glorious that we have the Internet and have the capacity right now.
Yes, and
we'll hold on to it too. I mean, that's a must. I mean, people just stay awake so that we don't, you know, fall asleep. you know, the FCC is trying to change the rules, so let's not let that happen.
Yeah. We're going to be talking a little bit about some of that stuff on next week's show. Some of the new codex. Stuff. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about childhood inoculations. And we have a great show next week. Next week we have a very short half hour with Jody Powell, but we're going to be talking about conscious parenting. The Parents Toolbox is a phenomenal book. You know, they used to say none of us were born with the manual on how to raise conscious, awakened children, but Jody has certainly put that to rest. She has a book that teaches people step by step how to keep your children awake. And then Siobhan O'Connor is coming on after that, and we're going to be talking about super brain yoga and pranic healing. I'm a pranic healer. I'm also a Reiki master, but I practice more pranic healing than anything. Mm-hmm. I still lay a symbol or two on people, but I'm a pranic healer. And originally, Marie Garcia was my teacher, and then I met Siobhan O'Connor when I was here in Phoenix in Scottsdale. I met her here, and I began taking classes with her and received the last of my pranic healing certifications from her. So wonderful. The next step is to become certified teacher, and that's a big deal. It's a lot. It's hard, and it's something that I've kind of put off taking on, but I'm going to. So, Siobhan
now,
O'Connor.
Now, could that buzz be a caller that's on the line, or maybe not? Do you take calls?
I didn't hear anybody say anything. Do we have
nobody.
A caller on the line?
No. Okay.
Okay. And for you people out there that would like to call in, when you're right there on the website, you will see all the numbers. It's real okay with me if people call in the show. If you've got questions or things that you want to talk about, comments, please call us. It's right there. The numbers are right there where you had to go to log in and get on the show. So we'd love to hear from you. And if you have subjects that you'd like to have more information on, let us know what that is. And I want to remind you also to go to eesystem.com and check out Dr. Sandra Rose Michael and the Bioscalar technology. We can heal with one technique or another anything that's on this earth that's out of balance. Cariel, what city are you in? California, right?
Yeah, Oceanside, California.
Oceanside.
Near,
I don't know what
San Diego.
That beep is that's coming through. It's I don't know if people out there are hearing that beep. Can you hear it? It's in my ear.
Not recently. I heard some before, but.
Okay, lots of beeping going on.
Interesting.
Whatever that's about.
What are they doing to the phones?
Well, who knows? You know, probably trying to disrupt the signal. And I'm a firm believer that Big Brother will do whatever it can to keep us from getting that message out, you know, and talking to people about the things that we talk about.
Yeah. Well, it'll be on my archive page, so, and I'm sure on yours too, so it will be there regardless of whether they hear it now or later. But I'm aware
about
that. Hello?
Sorry?
Hello?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, my phone is beeping and you went away. I'm going to suggest that we close with the meditation.
Okay.
We've got about 10 minutes of the show, and I'd love to have you lead us in the meditation that you were talking about earlier.
Okay, well, this is a wonderful meditation. It can be performed when you're standing, sitting, or lying down. So just go ahead and get relaxed. And it'll take a few minutes. It's called the middle pillar, the exercise of the middle pillar.
Oh, yeah.
And if you think of the tree of life and the 10 spheres that are located on it, and the three pillars. There's the two that surround the middle pillar that come together in the middle. That's the whole idea. It's bringing to balance the two into the middle. So just imagine this middle pillar on the tree of life, the Kabbalistic tree of life, and imagine a sphere of golden light just above your head, because you are the pillar, and vibrate the name Aiya, Aiya, which means I am. And vibrate this in your consciousness so that it fills your consciousness. And imagine a shaft of light now descending from the top sphere, which is called Kesser. See that just above your head as it now the light comes down through the center to your the nape of your neck, which is the dot center. And breathe that in, the sphere of light at that dot center. And this is considered a very powerful knowingness and understanding that starts to take place as you vibrate the name Yahweh Elohim, the Lord God, and intone that until it fills your consciousness. Yahweh Elohim. And bring that shaft of light down now from the dot center to the Tefereth center, your heart center. Form a sphere of light there. And vibrate the name Yahweh Eloah Vedat, Yahweh Eloah Vedat, Lord God of knowledge. And let that fill your consciousness. Now see the light descend from the Tefereth to the Yesod center in the genital area. And imagine a light, a ball of light forming there. And intone the name Sadai El Ha. Sadai El Ha. Almighty Living God. Several times as it fills your consciousness. Sadai El Ha. Visualize the shaft of light descending from Yesod into your Malkuth center at the feet and ankles. And vibrate the name Adonai Aretz, Lord of Earth. Adonai Aretz. And let that fill your consciousness. So now the middle pillar is complete. Just feel that bright column of light filled with light. Now circulate the light you've brought down from the Kesser to circle now around the outside of your body to strengthen your aura. As it goes down to your feet, allow it now to circle out around in your aura. As you breathe, and continue to feel that connection from Kesser as it co- comes all the way down and out your feet and around, surrounding you in this beautiful healing light. And continue to circle that light. Imagine the ribbon of light now descending down the front of your body and rising up your back. It's now circulating all around your aura and coming up through your feet and up to the top of your head, then descending out and surrounding your aura. Almost like a fountain of light is coming out of the crown chakra, surrounding your aura. And just enjoy this showering and cleansing and healing energy as it spirals now around the outside of your body. And finally focus some of the energy back into your Tephras heart center, the seat of equilibrium and balance. And so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much for that. That was beautiful. I remember learning the middle pillar, studying, of course, with Israel Regardi and Aleister Crowley. And, you know, I'm Ordo Templi Orientis and Lon Milo Duquette and those people.
Wonderful.
You know. Dr. Christopher Hyatt. Dr. Hyatt has been on my show years ago, and I remember so vividly, and I don't do the middle pillar every day like I used to, and I don't do the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram every day like I used to, but boy, I'll tell you, when I need it, it's there. And, you know, it's funny because these rituals become a part of you. And I think that at some point they're so ingrained in the tissue and the blood and the muscle and the bone of your body that all you have to do is think of it. And I want to say, for those of you that don't know what it means to vibrate these names, when we speak the name of an angel or of these centers in vibrating, for instance, we would say, before me stands Raphael, and behind me stands Gabriel. You know, that is what we mean by vibrating the names of the angels or of these different spheres, I have a little bit different pronunciations of some things than you do, but oh well. You know, I don't know that there's any right or wrong way, you know, to say things, but the first of the spheres is Ehe-ye. So, you know, it's Ehe-ye. So that's what we mean.
Well, I used to do that, and then I was told that that was wrong, so... I really don't know now. It's interesting that
you're saying
that.
Well, you know, in the Golden Dawn, that was the way it was taught. But like Lon Milo Duquette says, sometimes there just isn't a right or a wrong way to say something. They're both correct.
There you go. And just follow your intuition.
Exactly. It's setting intent. You know, set your intent and the universe knows what you mean. The universe knows what you're saying. But I think so many people over the years that I have taught these things to, and they say, well, what do you mean by vibrate the names? Well, that's what we mean by vibrating the names. Carrie, we are at the end of our show, and thank you so much for coming on.
What a pleasure. You're such a joy. Thank
well,
you.
Well, you are too, and it's you're just divine to have on, and we're so like-minded, and that's the fun thing.
Yeah.
You know, is that we see eye to eye.